Hey, what's up? I slept too late again. Oh no. What am I gonna do? Alright, I'm just gonna get through this fucking episode. I got an email from Rob from Brighton. He said, we need a new word for meta now because editorially your show spends so much time talking about itself. You make the film Deadpool look shallow and unaware by comparison, and it's very funny. Okay. Hold on a sec. What? Okay. But you were saying something. Yeah, no, I know it's nice. I know it's nice. I do. But I don't know a new word for me. I do spend a lot of time talking about the show, but the show is the worst, and it's the worst. I mean, this has got to be the worst podcast any of you listen to. Let's be honest. It's what's worse? Nothing. I mean, there's worse podcasts, but not that you listen to. Okay. I have to be somewhere pretty soon, so I don't got a lot of time, as usual. I wanted to get up early. I wanted to run. I wanted to you know, record a nice episode. Well, record first, then run, blah, blah, blah. I'll still run today, though. I'm on it. I'm gonna be in some really good shape. That's all I want. That's not all I want, but you know what I'm saying. I'm always up and down. And I'm not going to talk about my weight. All right. What do the news? I mean, where else are you going to get your news if you don't get it from me? You got to get it from, you're going to get it from Katie Couric. I think she's on Yahoo. Or this Megyn Kelly. All right. Breaking news. But thanks, Rob. And we'll figure out a time for Rob to call in on Skype. That was the rest of the email, was talking about Skype, but we'll have him. He was looking for me on Skype, but there's a million Chris Lakers on there. I didn't know there was that many. I know of like three in the world. I think in England there's a lot. That's where Rob is. Lakers like a common name over there. Not here in America. I'm quite unique. Except for that skier. He's the only other public figure that's a Laker here in the United States that I know. And he's a Chris Laker. So let's get to the news. That's a long headline. I'm not reading it. Russia, former U.S. UFC fighter war machine sentenced to 36 years to life in prison for assault on ex-girlfriend. He killed her, didn't he? I guess not. I thought he killed somebody. War machine. It's a bad name to have in court, I would imagine. I would think he went by his real, unless he probably had it changed or something, because that's all you see is War Machine. Well, at least in jail, I'll get to fight all the time if he wants. I don't even understand why that's going. When you're talking about jail, and you're like, oh, you're gonna get fucked. You're gonna fight. You can get your ass kicked, and then someone's going to fuck you. What? Shouldn't that be like the most controlled place? Jail? They're like, oh, we can't do anything about it. It's like, no, you shouldn't go to... It shouldn't be part of going to jail is being raped and assaulted. Because I don't think... call me a crazy, but I don't think anybody learns from that. Right? I don't think that's rehabilitation. Somebody spends like 10 years in jail just getting fucked up and raped, and then they get out and they're like, they're probably going to be kind of mad a lot. I'm not saying it should be nice. I'm just because otherwise I don't want to go to jail under any circumstances. But that's really the reason. Then just call the punishment what it is. You're sentenced to 10 years of, or in this like 36 years to life of getting into fights and raped. That's the sentence. And then maybe after you get raped a certain amount of times, they'll let you out. I don't think prison rape's okay either. Anyway, War Machine is in the system. Family demands apology after police caught on video mocking woman with Down syndrome. This is a Canadian story. The Canadians, you didn't think this would be a thing, but they're supposed to be so polite. That's terrible. Family, police officers make disparaging comments about driver's disabled daughter during traffic stop. Holy. So you're getting pulled over, you're getting a ticket, which isn't fun. And then the cop, he's doing the, you know why I pulled you over? He's making fun of a mentally, do you say mentally challenged? I think that's not wrong. I know the R word is no way. No way you're supposed to say that one. I'm trying to pull that out of my vocabulary completely. And I'll say it's a toughie, the R word. But I know it's upsetting to these to people. So I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Look at this poor woman who had to be mocked. 29 years old, so go drive with her dad. I feel hurt. It really hurt my feelings. I was disgusted and by what they said about me. So what did they say? Jessica was mocking a woman during traffic stop, describing her as disfigured and something less than a whole person. Yeah. Canada. Well, I know this is not all Canada, but it's just well, yeah, I think they should. It sounds like they're owed an apology. Toronto police. Get on it. Terrible. I lost everything. Beating victim says government gave away his belongings while he was in a coma. This is another Canadian story. What's going on over there? I was hoping to move there. You know? Like, hoping to get famous in Canada and then just move there and be a Canadian celebrity. I'm fine with that. Seems like a nice place, nice people. And who doesn't love this this prime minister they have, this guy? What a gem. Saw a video of him yesterday on Twitter. He's kayaking. Then he kayaks up and says hi to some people. And then we have our guy. You know, Obama. Now, there's a guy that would kayak. I don't know that he did, but he's like windsurfing. That was post-presidency, but Trump is... You ain't going to get him in a kayak. So this guy was left nearly brain dead after attacks. His public agency traumatized him a second time. Man, that's an unexpected thing. You go into a coma. And then they gave away all his stuff. They're like, he's not going to need it. Well, they should give back. Who got the coma guy's stuff? Give it back. He's not in the coma anymore. I mean, it's really, you're borrowing when somebody's in a coma. Well, you know, nobody says what it's, well, somebody said this, but I gotta look at it. I would probably read it in that article, but I wonder what that's, do you feel rested after a coma, or is it real, you know, it's just more, what the hell happened? Horsey, Miss Horseface, Windsor, okay, that doesn't sound interesting to me. Chicago man, 98, turns $1,000 in stock into $2 million and donates it to wildlife. Well, this is a what a great story. Let's hear for this guy. See, there's good people in the world. Not every old guy is just some racist, angry guy. Some are, they care about the world. It's a Chicago man who bought $1,000 worth of stock 70 years ago, grew that money into millions, and then donated the money to create a wildlife sanctuary. Russ Gremmel, 98, never married, never had kids. He bought $1,000 worth of Walgreens stock decades ago and kept it. Today it's worth about $2 million. I think it'd be worth more than that. He bought it 70 years ago. But I guess Walgreens was a pretty big deal 70 years ago. Grimmel's in... Grummel donated the money to the Illinois Audubon Society. Old people love fucking birds. I mean, there is something to be like, you didn't want to feed people, maybe? But animals are good, so. Alright. Yeah. It says 2 mil. And I'd say probably one of the bigger problems going on in Chicago now, birds. No, that's, at least that's generous. No children. That's the way to go. Let's see, what time is it? Oh boy, I gotta get going. So, I know this is a short one, but who gives a fuck, right? You're all way behind on, well, at least the look, I hope so. It takes people a few days. So I feel like when I do short ones, it helps people catch up.
right? But I got to get out of here and do some shit. And I'll talk to you fucks tomorrow. All right. We love you.